Jeff Hartley is an energy industry lobbyist. He says Utah needs more time to show sage-grouse numbers are growing because of its approach.
People need to know that the states are making this effort and doing good work. A listing would be bad for the state of Utah. And so to educate Congress and thereby prevent a listing is in the state's interest.
Hartley cites a state report that says if the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decides next year to put the sage-grouse on the endangered species list, it could cost $20 billion for the energy industry alone.
If you draw circles around a nesting site with a four-mile buffer, given the sage-grouse habitat in Utah, you shut down a lot of agriculture, you shut down a lot of energy development. You could potentially cripple the economy of the state of Utah.
The legislature budgeted $2 million this year for hiring lobbyists to intervene with Congress and the federal agencies. Allison Jones is executive director of the Wild Utah Project. She says Utah leaders are overblowing the cost. And Jones also says it's a waste of taxpayer money to attack the federal government's plan for rescuing the sage-grouse in Utah and 11 other states.
They're just trying to chink away at the Endangered Species Act, but they're doing it in a blatant way. It's a troubling thing for those of us who really care about wildlife and want to see our natural heritage and all the species here in Utah that belong here healthy and viable into the future. There's better ways to secure our natural heritage in Utah.
Jones points to a legislative auditor general's report last year that questions the state's spending of hundreds of thousands of dollars on lobbying to take the gray wolf off the endangered species list. The sage-grouse lobbying proposal is modeled on that one, but Hartley says the auditor's suggestions have been included in the latest request. Judy Fays, KUER News.